Again, Daf Mem Tes Amit Aleph, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Taimnim Viksus Ubepeiris. The first Mishnah by Taimnim has spoken about the Ein Taimnim. The Dvorim HaMeisifim Hevel, which is also to be Matmin Afilu Erev Shabbos. Taimnim, but a person is permitted to be matmin, amachol, b'ksus, b'godim, b'peiris, b'kantveyoyne, with feathers, b'nesoyres shel charoshim, sodas, b'nesoyres shel pishton. There's also a type of a dust that falls from flax, dako. Rab Yehuda oiser b'dako, umatir b'gaso. Rabbi Yehuda asers daka, because he holds that is called Maisiv Hevel, and his mater begasa. Noires Rashi says, dak dak shenoyerin min hapishta. Nesoires shemenasrim hanagorim min haitzim, that's sawdust. Ubepeires kegoin chitim o kitniyeis, tamfeyoine noitzo. Feathers. Now, if one will look in Rashi, Rashi is very, very not mesudadik. Rashi starts off with Noires, then Rashi goes back to Nesoires, then Rashi goes back to Bepeires, and then Rashi comes to Kanfeyoine. It's very interesting. Rashi is a very interesting seder to be meforish the Mishnah. I found that the Chodesh Ha'aviv is ma'ir of this. He wants to say that could be that the whole din of Taimnim v'erev Shabbos and not v'Shabbos is dafke by small articles. That's why Rashi starts by na'iris. Dak, dak. So Memela, we are speaking about very small things. And Peres, Rashi also doesn't say watermelons. Rashi says chitim v'kitniyis. Also small foods. These have a shame hatmone. But if you have something bigger, so that's not called hatmonin ganzen. That is permitted afilu in Shabbos. So Rashi wants to Chapon Noiris. Noiris is a gilui, and all the other nyonim that are in the Mishnah, it's also very small articles. This has a shem atmone, which is only muta erev Shabbos. You have something bigger that isn't called atmone, and a filo b'Shabbos would also be muta. That's what he wants to be mitzadet to say. Amar Rav Yanai, tefillin tzrichin guf noki. A person is wearing tefillin, he needs a guf noki ke'alisha bal knafayim. One wants to have a dugme of a person who had a guf noki that mistama was alisha bal knafayim. Mayhi, what is this inyan of guf noki? Abaya omar shalo yefiach behen, rova omar shalo yishan behen. Let us see Rashi. Shaloya fiyach, sheyochel lahamid atzmoi b'shas haruach, that b'shas he's wearing the tefillin, he should be mamid atzmoi. Shaloyishan bahen, shemo yofiyach, that's the iser of shine, o yirekeri. Avolim yochel izoyer shaloyishan bahen, kol agufim nikim bahafoche sheyecholim lahamid atzmo. L'chayre from the Lashon of Rashi weiss tochoyis that, I don't know, the Sfas Emes wants to say that according to Rashi, Rav is a meikol. I really don't see in Rashi that Rav is a meikol. Rashi is just saying that, it would seem from Rashi, it's a greater madrege shelo yishin bem. Abu miyachal izoy shelo yishin bem. It's kol agufim nekiyim ba'apoche sheyecheilun lamed atzmon. That is a easier madrege. would seem also that Rava is machmer over Abaye. We'll see in Taisvah's Klara. The Ritva says we are speaking about a person who is wearing tefillin the whole day. So Memele, so there, he has to be sure, Shalo Yishan Ben. He says, us, we only wear tefillin by davening, so Lo Yishan Ben. Who's going to fall asleep by davening? Just wake up then. So you won't fall asleep. Yafiyah, he says, Samazai Hikain Lekasa Lekecha Yisrael. A person has to be making himself for davening. So the Gemara, he says, is speaking about a person who wears tefillin the whole day. So if one is undertaking such a hanhoge, he has to be a badrege, that he should be able to be shamed the tefillin begufnoki. Bamai kori lei bal kenofai. Very interesting, kelisha bal kenofai. So the Gemara says, Shepamachas gozra malchus roi mi horisha gzeira al Yisrael. Once were geyser agzeire, shekol ameniach tfilin, yenakru as moichai. That, they'll take care of him. Vahoya Elisha menicha. Elisha was not nispoil from this gzeire. Vyaitse leshuk. He wore them a whole day and he went out in the shuk also with the tfilin. Raho kazder echot. A kazder, Mestama, one of the investigators, one of the officials saw him, and Elisha saw him also, is rots mipono. So he ran away. The Chedesh Aviv says, really, he didn't see the tefillin. But Elisha was afraid that he did see the tefillin, so he started running. So he saw him running, verotzacho. The kivin shegia etzloi. When he got close to him, not long me roisha, he said right away, he took them off his head, and he held it. That was with the tefillin shel yad. So the Sfasema says it seems the whole gzeira was on the tefillin shel roish. Yinokru esmoichai, because the tefillin shel roish, that bothered them. V'roh kol ami yoretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yoro mimeko, doesn't say ongi gangin 11. Ki shem Hashem nikra lecha zu tefillin shebaroi, the tefillin shebiyah didn't bother them. So Mamela, so he right away, when he came close to him, he took it off. Om aloi ma ze biyodecho. But what are you holding? Om aloi kan feyoyne. Poshet es yodoi v'nimtso kan feyoyne. When he told them Kanfeyoyne, he did not know that it was. It wasn't Kanfeyoyne yet. It was still Tvillin. Poshet es yodai v'nimtso Kanfeyoyne. The Fika Kairinoisei Elisha Balknafayim. He was the Elisha that a great ness occurred that his Tvillin became feathers. Umayishna Kanfeyoyne Mishar Oifeis. Shem de imsil knesses Yisrael yoyne, shenema kamfe yoyne nechva bakese. Ma yoyne knofeo megine isaleo, af Yisrael mitzvahis megine isaleim. That just like the knofayim protect the yoyne, so the mitzvahis protect klal Yisrael. So when he told them kamfe yoyne, he wasn't making any cheshbonis with nisim. Kanfeyoyne, he meant Klal Yisrael is nimshel to Ayoyne, Yoynosi v'chag v'yasela. And what am I holding in my hand? Kanfeyoyne, the things that I'm making. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted that. Akponim yene takyaso Kanfeyoyne. Zot Rashi. Yinakru es moichoi, shuhu tachas hatzvilen. That Moyach is underneath the tefillin, so Mamela, that's how they'll take care of the Moyach. Yenaku Loshen Niko Reinai. Kazder Shoyem Amun Alka. Kanfa Yoinik of Horish Lakame. Ne Shehem Mitzvah. Vehem Meginim Li Yisrael. Vahavalem Kichnofayim Li Yoinik. The mitzvahs to Klal Yisrael are equivalent to what the Knafayim are to Ayoinim. Shehi nimshalas liyoyne. Klal Yisrael is nimshal to a yoyne. Va mitzvah is kichnafayim. Knafeo megina yiseleo. What is the knafayim? In what way do the knafayim protect the yoyne? Min hatzine umikoloi. Vodam avoleo hi nilchemes umake beroish gapo. She fights with her wings. Mashen kein bisharoi. Zog Tosfos. Ke Elisha bal knafayim, lahochi noket Elisha. A person needs tulin frichen guf noki ke Elisha bal knafayim. The mistomek even shenasa lo ines betfilin hoye zoyer behem. If the Ben Shalom would make such a ness for him, so it seems that he was mekayim the mitzvah kitikuna. So we have here an example of what is expected from a human being when he's wearing tefillin. Elisha. Umizeh hatam ein anu yechaylam lipote. We'll see later in Tosfos, the oilam was rofoy in the mitzvah of tefillin. So Tosfos says, so maybe it will be a melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael, because Rabbi Yanai said, tzrichin guf noki kelisha balken ofayim. No. So one can say, I'm not in this madrege, it's a memele, so therefore I don't wear tefillin. Mizeh atam enonu yechaylam lipote, shrei bozeh onu yechaylam lizoy. We could be nizah. It says, it doesn't say Kelisha Balknafayim and the other in Yonim. It says, Abayi Shloyefir, Shloyishim. And this we could also, this is not a legitimate excuse for not wearing tefillin, because a normal person could be Nizer in these in Yonim. The Ein Teima Al Masha Mitzvah Zeis Refuya Biyodeinu. The Taki very modern, why is it that so many people don't wear tefillin? Shigam bimei chachomim hoysu refuya. Already bizmaneim it was refuya. Kedesanya beperk abolezer de mila, Rab Shimon ben Alozer oimer, kol mitzvah shalei mosru atzman Yisrael oleo b'shas gzeres hamalchus kegoin tefillin, adayin hi refuya biyodo. It seems that the kalos to do mitzvahs is, if the Rishonim were Meisa Nefesh in mitzvahs, so later, by the Shpeta de Kedairis, it's much easier already. Chaim Volozhner in Ruach Chaim says that what we see, Klal Yisrael, Bechol Adairis, were Meisa Nefesh, Bechlal, that was because it's a Yerushas Ovis. So Yerusha from Avraham Avinu, Nur Kazdim. So Koponim, there are certain tchunis that we yarshin from the Ovis. So Mela by us, the mitzvah goes easier. But it seems the mitzvah of Trilin Leimosu Atzvon Yisrael Leir B'Shaz Gzeiris HaMalchus is Adayin Yirefua B'Yodom. So Mela, it seems we have kishuyim, we have difficulties, because we do not have the Yerushas Ovis, the Tkifis, to be Mekayim this mitzvah. But we don't have a legitimate excuse. It's a Geit Shverim, it's a Geit Shverim. So Mamele, you see other people on his altar. V'hod amrinim b'peirikame d'reish ha'shone, Toisha Yisrael b'gufan karkafte d'loi monach tefillin. L'chair it's not stamozoi epis azoi... No, we're not mekayim mitzvah tefillin. It's a very chomo dike avere. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, the mairi ba'oison she'oisin machmas mered u'mevazin ha'mitzvahs v'soichekin b'ritzui she'b'yodom u'b'roisha. Poishe Yisrael b'guf on kakaftel monach tefillin does not mean samozei a person who is afraid, even though the fear is not legitimate, that he won't have a guf noki. Such a person is not called a Poishe Yisrael Begufon. Poishe Yisrael Begufon is someone taki that he's mevaza the mitzvah and he ridicules the mitzvah. That's called Poishe Yisrael Begufon. Kedama biyume, pshoim eilu amerodim. The Masha is Mevaya, or the Maram is Mevaya, that's the Chmir, that in Taisvis wants to be Marich, why weren't the Gedolei Hadar Mizaris the Olam? So it seems it wouldn't help, because we have already this Rifyain from the Friedike Deiris. So even though the Rifyain is not legitimate, but it wouldn't be too successful. It doesn't fall into the union of Karkafta Leimonach Phil, and then the Zicha would not permit such an hugger to exist. About Kapanim, it's not Karkafta Leimonach Phil. But Hoda Oma Bemedrish Tfilin mit Neymale Herziku Ben, Bipnei haramoim, that the reason, so others wanted to learn pshat, that why isn't Klal Yisrael marzik in the mitzvah of tefillin? Bipnei haramoim. So what would bipnei haramoim mean? So the Taisus HaRosh says pshat, shleherziku b'mitzvah tefillin, bipnei haramoim, shemarin atzmon kechasidim. That means there are moim that want to put up a front that they're chassidim. So memele, the elohe people, like, they feel they're not chassidim, and there are moim are, through their levishas tefillin, they're showing that they're chassidim. That's why the elohe people don't wear tefillin. So Taisva says that is not pshat in the medrash. There are Ramoim who put on tefillin and put up a front, so that's why an Elder Chayid should not wear tefillin. No, that's not Pshat the Medrash. Alohochi Perush, the Medrash is speaking about something else. Why don't we trust people who wear tefillin? There were people, he says, in a day that was not so nizer in tefillin, the Ramoim put on tefillin, l'ramis b'nei Odom, to show that they're medakdikim b'mitzvahs, ki the meforish osam. Maise b'talmid echad, shehivkid ma'oysav eitzel echad, shehoye miniach tefillin. A Ben Teire once was mafkid his money by someone who wore tefillin, a Bar Madrege. Shetova boy, omar la adam. Omar le yaisi talmid le lechoiv kadeti, ala le tefillin shal roishcha. I trusted the tefillin and now I see who you are. B'tzorach iyun sham. So al koponim, that is what the Medrash is speaking about. The Medrash is speaking about that why don't we trust someone who wears tefillin? Because they were a moim that put on tefillin. We found out that they are not trustworthy. Abaya Omar Shaloi Yafiach Ben Sheyuchal Lishmer Atzmai Melafiach, that he's able to watch himself Melafiach Ad Sheyoser Tefillin Kin the Perish Bekunteres. So if he is in such a madrege, in such a bris aguf, that's called the yes aguf noki. Avo leichayish shemo yishin. But that what Rabbi said, shemo yishin, Abaye wasn't chayish for that. The aval gav, the pa'omim, I think there's a word missing in Taisvis, and Taisvis and Sukkabot, oiskib is not right. Even though he can't give a guarantee that he won't fall asleep all the time, but as long as he can give a guarantee, so that is sufficient. Taisvis in Sukkah elaborates a little more. Taisvis says as follows. Lav de shori Abaye lishin. Not that Abaye holds one is permitted to sleep with tefillin. Ela kasova af al pi she eino yzoyer ke lishin. The zehiris of a lishin doesn't have meinicha. Kiven de zoyer shelo yefiach. De shine gufe eino ela gzeiro shema yefiach. So memeila, so even though in yone shine, he's not such a zoyer as Elisha was, well, kaponim, he can wear tefillin already, as long as in hafoche he's a zoyer. Ve'lov ematzlich kam sheyochel lahamid atzmai b'shoshet erzenu ashina shalayishon pisay. Lov said no, that one should not put on tefillin if he is unable to control himself, that sometimes the zayin of techazeno ashina the shlof chaptem on and shalayishon pisay. So that is a machloikis Abaye v'Rov. So Taisus Vaisto is klar that Abaye is meikel, as long as he has this zehiris, that is sufficient. And Rav says, you know, you need a zehiris also. Sheyachal amid atzmai b'shoshet erzeno hashina shloish and peace. Umiyu Abaye nami moide the osolishin ben. Abaye is also moide that one is not permitted to sleep with the tefillin. But one can put on tefillin, hoping that he won't be nichshol and shine, even though lemaise, at the end, he could be nichshol. You don't need a guarantee on shine in order to be able to put on tefillin. But the zichan is to sleep with tefillin. Kedesanye beperik hayoshan, the osa lishin betvillin, vein shinas kva, vein shinas aroi. Now here the Malay aroim is ma'irer and taisvis is a pella. The taisvis brings down a barais in perik hayoshan. There are three baraises in perik hayoshan. One barais says that is mutter lishin shinas kva. It's mutter lishin ben shinas kva ben shinas aroi. There's another baraisa that says osa lishin betzvilim ben shinas kva ben shinas aroi. There's a third baraisa that says osa lishin betzvilim shinas kva mutter lishin shinas aroi. The three baraisas. So the Gemara in Sukkah explains that the three baraisas are speaking about three different cases. If he's wearing the tefillin, so it's mutter lishin Shinas Aroi, but also Lishin Shinas Kva. Shinas Kva is also Shema Yefiach Bem. Shinas Aroi is Mutter. If he is holding the tefillin and not wearing them, then it's also Lishin Ben Shinas Kva Ben Shinas Aroi, because he might drop them. If he is not wearing the tefillin, no, the tefillin are on the same bed that he is lying on, then it's mutter lishin ben shinas kva ben shinas aroi. Don't be afraid during the sleep he might put his head over the tefillin. Al koponim, the Gemara in Sukkah says klar that shinas aroi is mutter. Other rishonim want to say, the Ravid wants to say that could be Rabbi Yanai was mechadish that a shinas aroi is also wasa. But the Taisit should bring a stam bereise. Mi abayu nami moide da osa lisha in behemke desanye bepere kayoshan. It's very schwer, because the Gemara in Pere Yoshan says, klar, this bereise is speaking about something else when he's holding the tefillin, not when he's wearing the tefillin. So Taisit can't bring a raya from the bereise. This is very schwer, how Taisit is chapsan. Why Taisus brought this beraisa? Shelo yishin behem mishum shelo yefiach behem b'shashine oy mishum hesach hadas. So Taisus says two reasons why shine is osa. In Pashtis, so we mentioned before the previous Taisus is a shvera Taisus. So let us. Forget about what Taisus said, and let us speak the way the Gemara Taka says in Sukkah, that the Isser Shina is only a Shina Skva, and a Shina Saroi is Mutter. Now the Isser of a Shina Skva, so Taisus says, Shlo Yefiach Ben, fine. So that Isser could be by a Shina Saroi, since he is not completely asleep, so this Shash does not apply. But Taisus is now Mechadish a new Issa, which is very, very debatable. Taisus says the one is not allowed to sleep Ashinas Kva al Tzesach Hadas. So then one asks, if the Issa is al Tzesach Hadas, so Lachair Ashinas Aroi should also be Yosef. And Bemisin, this is the Rishainim's Kasha. The Rishainim asked this Kasha, Rabbeinu Yain in Brachis, and the Rosh in Brachis, they asked this Kasha, why is Shinas Aroi Mutter? Why isn't there Nisar of Hesach Hadas? The Rabbeinu Yain says, because of this Kasha, that the whole Isar of Hesach Hadas is Kalas Rosh. That's the Isar Schoik and Kalas Rosh. That is the Isar of Hesach Hadas when one is wearing tefillin. So the Rabbeinu Yain says, Adarabe, when one is sleeping, Yashinis Aroi, is Fakert, is Oisketon Mehevle Oilam Hazeh. So there's Nichon Kalas Rosh. The Isar of Shinis Kva is Al Shema Yefiach Ben. Balkoponim, that's how the Rabbeinu Yain in Rosh, Amazber, why Shinis Aroi is Mutter. Now, if Taisvis says, Taisvis seems clone, not to hold like the Rabbeinu Yoin in the Rosh. Taisvis says, there's an Issa Shina al Tzesach Hadas. So then it's very schwer to understand, so why is Shinas Aroi Mutter? So Lachaira, this Taisvis would be a Meiridik Araya to the Shagisarya. The Shagisarya says in the Simon Mem is Mavaya, according to the Chilkim and the Rabbeinu Yoine, and hold there is Taka and Inyan of Hesach Hadas, one should not be Messiah Das from the Tefillin. So the Shagisaya asks, so what does that mean? Does that mean that consistently a person should be thinking of the Tefillin? So he says, no, Hesach Hadas is a time limit. A shir of kuf ameh. That means every kuf ameh, the time it takes to walk kuf ameh, is a person should be mason lave that he's wearing tefillin. That's called, he wasn't mesiach das from the Talmud. You don't need every second and every split second. Every kuf ameh, then one should not be mesiach das from the tefillin. The Gemara says, in Sukkah, what is called Ashinas Aroi? Kuf Am. So Memela, so it's very good. So Ashinas Kva means he's sleeping more than Kuf Am, and then there's Taken Isser of Hesach Hadas. Shinas Aroi, which is only Ashina for Kuf Am, so Memela, then there's Taken no Hesach Hadas. That means it'll finish being Misnamnim before the Shir of Hesach Hadas will pass by. That Lachair is Pshat according to Taisvis. The Pri Yitzchak wants to say a Gewaldike Chiddush. It's not according to Taisvis, but if we learn that the Distake Isser of Hesach Hadas, so the Shaila is why Yeshinas Aroi Mutter. So the Pri Yitzchak wants to say as follows. The Magen Avraham says that the whole Isser of Hesach Hadas, when one is wearing tefillin, is dafke when one is mekayim the mitzvah. But when one is not mekayim the mitzvah, for example, we hold Shabbos lavs man tefillin, so then there's no Isser of Hesach Hadas. Because it's a seder de kiyam ha mitzvah. If one is not being mekayim the mitzvah, there's no Isser of Hesach Hadas. So Rabbi Tzolpeterburg says, if you hold some Beispiel, mitzvah sriches kavone, then a person will put on tefillin without kavone to be mekayim the mitzvah. So there won't be any Yisr of Hesach Hadas. Since there's no kiyum on mitzvah, there's no Yisr l'siyach das. The whole Yisr applies when he's mekayim the mitzvah. So Rabbi Tzolpeterburg says, when a person is sleeping, Ashinas Aroi, so the fully old mitzvahs ain't zriches kavone, but But you have to be aware that you're doing the pu'ula. I'm not doing it for this purpose. So, but he says, a person is sleeping is worse than ain't a miskaven. It's equivalent to a misasik. So therefore, he says, when a person is sleeping, he's not being mekayim the mitzvah. So if he's not being mekayim the mitzvah, there's no chiyuv to not to be mesiach das. That's how Rabbi Zvi Petterberger wants to say pshat. According to the Soibrim, that this take an Indian take, one should not be mesiach das from the tefillah. Avo mishum keri. Rashi said, that there's another Issa or Yira Keri. So Taisus says, Ein Lochush, there's no such Issa. Kidaoma bepeire kayosha, the Oma Rabbi Yossi, Yelodim Rashi in Sukkah explains means Bocherim, that just became married, Lo'oilam Chilzim, them Mechuyev to be Chilz the Tvilim. Neishirigilim betumim. Uporich leimek sova Rabbi Yosi bal keri osel aniach tefillin. So Rashi said that they're regilim to be mahara machshoves and a mele. Therefore, it's also to wear tefillin. Umishani yochabi yulodim unishayseyim imoem maskinim. Shami yavoyle de hergul dovo. Maybe they'll be mishamish mitosom. Bishas the tefillin is aleim. Aber mishum keri loy boy le meisa. Stamazoi, hergo dovor is also, but keri alone is not a sibe. Not long me roisha. When this kazder came close to him, so Elisha took off the tefillin. Va'af al gav, the omar b'sanhedrin, v'shaz gzeres ha-malchus, so it was a shas ha-shmat, Afilu al mitzvah kale yehore gval yave. Vafilu lishanuye al kisid misana osa. One should not change if Yidin wore a certain type of a shoelace. So one should not change his shoelace. Vishas hashmat. So why did he take off the tefillin? This was a shas hashmat. This is not a mitzvah kale. Haina mishum de bishinei alkese misnai ke oivet ke chovim. Apella de ke taisvis. Taisvis says not everything. By being mishana his levush, so he's getting dressed like a goy. Vidoime shemaitzi atzmai mechlal yisrael. Here we see a clothes maker person. That if he's dressing like a goy, even from the shoelaces, so that's called Maitzi Atma Miklal Yisrael, and therefore he's Mechuyiv to be Maitzi Nefesh. Aval hoche eina oisek lum, ela shein lo tefillin b'roish yishoachas. Tahar be Yisrael shein lo tefillin k'maisa. That is Tais Vesteret. The whole Issa of Arkese de Mesane, the Taisarosh is the Daima Legoi, Misnai Ka'ivet Kechovim. It's Meiridik. And that is an Issa, and that is a Chiyav of Yehorik Val Yavim. But as long as it's not Misnai Ka'ivet Kechovim, how be Yisrael Shein Lem Tvilim? Is Memele, then there's no Issa. Then there's no Chiyav to be Meisa Nefesh. The Ritva says, another teretz, the Ritva says that afilo al mitzvah kale yehorig val yaver, a mitzvah kale. But this is a milse de chsiduse. If a person wore tefillin b'shas kabolas oil malchus shamayim, b'shas krishme, b'shas tefillin, he was mekayim es chiyuv. This inyan of wearing tefillin the whole day is a milse de chsiduse. Af a milse de chsiduse, one is not mechuyev to be meisa nefesh. Agavuche, we see from the Ritve, the Miraloch and Simin Lamed Zayin brings down a shaila. What is pshat wearing tefillin the whole day? If there's a mitzvah to wear it the whole day, if there's a chiyev to wear it the whole day. Akaponim, he brings down from the Yeshua Shakim, there's taka mitzvah to wear it the whole day. We're anusim. Akapanim from the Ritva would seem that that's not true. The Ritva says klal that the whole Issa, the whole Chiv is only Bishas Kabbalah Sil Malchus Shemayim, and wearing it the rest of the day is a Milsa Dechsidus. Let us see the Ran. The Ran says that you say this to Kiperet. If I'm not mistaken, it's brought down Lahaloche. The Ran is on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, the Daf Yerif. Umakshu Hoche, Elisha Shahaya Loi Guf Naki, he had a Guf Naki, he was Mechuyim Betvillah, Heyech Notlon Meiroisha, Vakaimalon Bepeirik Betzaira, So he was able to be mekayim the mitzvah, so why did he take off the tefillah? That was it says, that one is mechuyav to bais hanefesh, laver al mitzvahs loisase. That is dafke, if one is being forced to be over loisas to b'shas hashmar. Avol in gozru levatol mitzvah sasei kivin she'enei oivel b'yodayim muter. So the first teretz is he's not doing anything. He's not doing an aveira. It's only a bitul hakiyum, a bitul achiyu. That's kill. That would seem, that's the first tereth. That a bitul akiyum is killed, like the Loshon of Rashi in Brochis. Rashi says, Yesh koyech l'chomim lak, adom min ha-teyre b'shei bal tase. Seems it's killed, that's not called an akire. I'm not doing the mitzvah. Just like there, it's not called an akire. Here, there's also no chiyev, because it's not called that they want you should be oiker mitzvahs. You're not being mekayim there. One teretz. V'oi, the second teretz. She'ein yecholim levatlo mimenu al kolchay. That means that there's no chiyuv to be moisel nefesh on a kiyum mitzvah when it is biyodom to make that you won't be mekayim side beside the mitzvah. Al kolchay. They can force them not to be mekayim the mitzvah. She'anicheyu bebeisa asurim v'tibotu me'eleo. He says, it seems the whole Indian is that one should be mishtadl ad mesiris nefesh to be mekayim the mitzvah. But, or not to be over the law. But over here, since it's biyodom to force me not to be mekayim the mitzvah, so I'm a meiler, so I'm unable to be mekayim the mitzvah. Hilkachti botel va'al yehoik. So now the Ran said, so there's no chiyuv of mesiris nefesh. So now there's a kasha. Now we understand very well why he was permitted to take it off. But now there's a kasha. So why did he put it on to begin with? So he's over on shvichas damim. If there's no chiyuv to do it, so then there's a din of Shmartam Yedl Navshe Sheichem, that is a chiv, that he should protect himself. Yeshloimel, so the Ran is Machadish, Sha'af al pi, she'enei mechuyev lihorig al kiyume, v'lohochi rashoi limser Navshe Oleho, umekabel schar. So the Ran is Machadish, is amayudike machlekes arishainim in this nekude. If there is no chiyuv of mesiras nefesh, is a one permitted to put himself in a massive of sakonis nefoshes in order to be mekayim a mitzvah? So the Ran holds you allowed to. Hashoyl himself nafshi aleh, or mekabel scha, and he gets scha, he's not called a retzayach. Shekol mitzvah shemosu yisrael nafshim aleh, or b'shas agzeirim, or zekes b'yodem, or mekabel aleh scha har, b'yfakir. This is poyel in deiris. V'omru b'breishis rave malach o yoytze l'sokel al shamalti yez b'ni. Malach hayotzei litzolei al shenatalti yesalulet. V'chein motzinu b'doniel shemosa atzmoy al atfilo shehida rabona. So the Ran is machadish that even though there's no chiyuv to be meisa nefesh, but al koponim, one is permitted to be machnes himself in the sakonim. The Rambam Shita is in Hilchas Yisoidei HaTorah that if there's no chiyuv of mesiras nefesh, so one is, if there's no chiyuv of mesiras nefesh, so one is not permitted to be moisel nefesh. The Rambam calls him a sheifach damim. So the Lechem Mishnah says, so we'll have to say that the Rambam al-Kochach holds that a filu by a mitzvah saseh, there's also a chiyuv to be moisel nefesh. That's why he put it on lechatchila. This is a chiyuv a filu by a mitzvah saseh also. And that's what he took it off now, because fakel, since he had put it on already, so now there's no chiyuv anymore. So now he was permitted to take it off. Me'ein, the way the Ritva says the Teretz, the Ritva says that the Milsa the Chidusa, so Eishel Chatzchili wasn't mechuyiv to put it on. Because even a mitzvah kal includes a fila mitzvah sasei also. So that's why he couldn't raise the chayit. But after he had put it on already, he was permitted to take it off. Kenafeo meigina yiseleo. Aymari damrinim bemedrish kol ha'oifais ksheheng yegeyin ninuchin al gabi sela. The oifis b'shas they're tired, they rest. Vayoyne b'shoshi yegeye peirachas ba'achas b'ninoiches ba'achas. Ayoyne never rests. That means that when she's Yigeya, so she rests. So she rests with one konof, but the other konof is always flying. Zog the Gemara weiter. B'nesayre shel charosh. Iboyelu, Rabbi Yehuda anesayre shel charosh in koi. He said that Bedaka is also. Rabbi Yehuda Isa Bedakin, we were speaking about Nesiris, we were speaking about Neiris. What is he speaking about? Toshma, the Sanya Rabbi Yehuda Oime, Neiris shall pishton Daka, Arehu Kizevel. That Neiris shall pishton is a loch of Zevel. That means just like Zevel we had in the first Mishnah, Moisev Hevel, and it's also to be matri mi boid yoim. So hu adin, no'ire shal pishten. Shma mino, no'ire shal pishten koi, shma mino. Areyu kezevel, to Moisev Hevel. Zog te mishne weiter. Taimnim bishlochin, one is permitted to be taimen in oires. Rashi says shlochin, oires. K'may behiv shitargum vishalach. Umetaltu noisnon, a second aloche. Bein she toman ben, bein she loy toman ben, the chozu le mizgo alayu. That oires have a shimush, they're roi to lean on them, so therefore they have a shame keili. So they're not mukze. Begizei tzemer, one is permitted to be matman erev Shabbos begizei tzemer. Bein metaltu le noisnon. But one is not permitted to be metaltal. Keitzad hu oise. So what does he do? If it's muktzisa, how does he get to the cholent? Neitel es a kisui. It seems that the kisui was covered with gizei tzema. But the Mishnah Berurah brings it wasn't completely covered. There was still, let's say, the handle of the kisui that it was able to lift up. Is neitel es a kisui vehein neiflei. Let us see Rashi. The ain metaltal in oison, one is a metaltal gizei tzema, the muktzi saying, litvois velarig, it's meyuchet for tviye, for arige. Keitzad hu oise, ze she toman bohen, keitzad yitel kdei rosoi, hoyul vo osa letautalom, sherei hitmune kula bohen. The kdeire is completely tamun in the gizei tzema. Neitel kisui shal kdeire, so he lifts up the cover. Sheyesh teiras keili oleho. This is a keili. This is not mukze. Rektach Rashi va'af al gav shehein oleho. But Rashi asks, I this gizei tzemer on top of it. So what's Rashi's kasha? So l'chayre it should become a bosis to the davar also. And it was put there b'kavone. This is not shochach, this is heiniach. Lo'ich b'slon. So Rashi says it doesn't matter. It did not become a bosis to the gizei tzemer. She'ein osoi elo lechasois kedeiro. Because the kisoi is only made lechasois kedeiro. Rashi is very, very unclear. The kash of Rashi is moiridik. Rashi asks, why did it become abosis? For what does Rashi answer? She'ein osoi elo lechasois kedeiro. The Mishnah Achrayne, Mesech Teskelem, Perik Yudches, Mishnah Beis, seems to learn a very interesting pshat in Rashi. He says as follows, that since the Kisui is a tofel to the Kedere, and the Kedere is not a bosis, so therefore the Kisui also doesn't become a bosis. L'fi she'ein osi elo l'chaseis k'deire. The whole purpose of the kisi is l'chaseis k'deire. So the tofel does not have more chumras than the iker. Since the iker is not a bosis, so the tofel is also not a bosis. He tells you to the gemara we had before about Mukhani, and he says l'haloche, if there's money on the mochani that was put b'mezid, was minich b'mezid on the mochani, so if it's a mochani she'ina nishmetes, so one is permitted to be metaltal the mochani, since the mochani is a tofel to the sheide, and the sheide is not a bossi, so the mochani also doesn't get it in bossi, and he tells su this chashi. Even though over here the kisui is l'chayre nishmetes, maybe a kisui is better than a mukhani, it's called a tashmish echot, and it gets the same dinim of the kdeire. That's how he seems to learn pshat. But I don't really understand why it's so poshut that the kdeire itself is not a bosis. I mean, Rashi before said, Sherei tmune kulo behen. Keitzad yitol kdei rosa, heil vosel etalman, Sherei tmune kulo behen. The whole kdeire is tamun. Maybe the tmun of the kdeire is from the sides. The whole bosses is only from the top. That's somehow he learned. The Balamoyer, the Ritve, the Magen Avraham, they say another lomdis. Why the kisui does not become a bosses. Magen Avraham in Siman Reish and Tess, if Cotton Bob says, Ein ha kisui tashmish la hatzemer, adarabe, hatzemer mishamish la hakdeire. That means the whole musig of a bosses is if the bottom is there to be mishamish the top. So then it becomes a nitzvah to the top. But if the whole tzairich of the top is to be mishamish the bottom, then it doesn't become a bosis. And this is a problem because later it says, if a person is a meniach even al pi achovis, even though the purpose of the even was to cover the chovis becomes a bosis. So this, Rabbi Kivege Mutschitzich and the Ritva and the Asugye Mutschitzich, well, Kaponim, that's what they want to say. Agavulche, Rabbi Kivege, seems to say that that is Pshat and Rashi also, not the way the Mishnah Chaynolim Pshat and Rashi, but that's all what Rashi means. Lenasis bosis lehen, she'ein osel alachasis gedere, and not to carry them fakir, them mishamish, the kisui. Taisvis and af mem daladom et aleph, we can refresh our memory, here's another teretz on this kasha. Taisis and af mem daladom et aleph says, the whole double, this is the fourth line from the top of the Taisis and the Fembalda Medalev. The Taisis says as follows. The end of the fourth line. The whole double, Shedaitoi Litloi Bishabitz, the Loila Hanichai Kola Shabbos, if something was put down, Bikavone, it should not remain there the whole Shabbos. Afilo Meiniach, Afilo was put down, Bikavone, Choshiv ki sheicheyach. That is the din of sheicheyach. That what does that mean? That is not get a teiris bosis and niur is mutter. Ki ahi de minayir es hakisui veheim noiflois. Afo pishe bemiskaven kisa vidovo sheinin itul. Even though he was mekabone, he was mechase the kisa yak deire. But since it was only put down for a chelik of the Shabbos, he had intentions that it should be taken off when it comes the time to eat the challah. So therefore, it does not get a din of a bosses. So we have here three mahalchim, how to learn pshat, why it doesn't become a bosses. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah Oimer, Kupo. Now, we had before, there used to be taimen, the kdeira, the pot in a kupa, and they used to fill up the kupa with muchin or whatever, gizei tzemer. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah oimer kupa, if you had this kupa, mato al tzido, you turn the kupa, or you bend the kupa on its side, v'neitel. Shemoyitel veine yocher laharze. Chachamim oimrim noitel umarze. Let us see what Rashi says. It's a machlokes harishayin in pshat in Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. So Rashi says, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah oimer kupe mata al tzida venoitel. Kshebo lite lakdeiro mate hakupa al tzida. So he first tilts the kupe. Shemo, if he won't be mata the kupa, shemo yipalak deira, if he'll lift out the kdeira without being mata, the yiplu hagizim shemikan umikan, lisoich gume sheyoshu behen, he'll fall into the gume. That means there was a hole that was made from the kdeira, and the gizei tzema surrounded it. If he'll lift it out, like this, without being mata the kupa, so all the gizei tzema will fall into the hole. So what's bad about that? So Rashi says, v'mitztarech lachzer latmina lo yuchel letalto gizin lekano lekan v'lasis guma lachzira b'seicha. What does he accomplish by mata al tzido? I saw the Chodesh Aviv, it's not too clear. The Chodesh Aviv says, now when it's mata al tzido, so all the gizim fall on one side. And then you take out the kedere. So the gizim is on one side, and the other side is empty. So if you want to put back the kedere, there's a cholol over there. You can put back the kedere, and then somehow when you lift up the kupa, it seems everything falls into place. maybe one could understand it. Memela, that is the Eitzer. The Chachamim Aimrim, Noita Lumarze. The Chachamim say, one could take out, Umarze. So it's like a problem, Noita Lumarze, Pidmorim Eforish Lo. What's the Svar of the Chachamim? The Ran seems to say a different pshat in the Mishnah. The Ran says, Mata al Tzido, and he doesn't take out the Kedera, he takes out the food from the Kedera. He leaves the Kedera in. Zog the Gemara. Yosef Rab Yonasan ben Achinoi, ve Rab Yonasan ben Elozar, ve Yosef Rab Chanina bar Chome, Gabayu, ve Kami Boilu. That what it says in the Mishnah, Taimnim Bishlochim, the one is permitted to be matmin with Eiris. Shel Balabayis, na, are these Eiris that belong to a private Balabos? These are not Oimedli Mocher, these are used. You can use them to lay on them, to lean on them. You can use them to make atmone, or get a fleck on it. No bosses. Eichnisch gefällig. So these are not mukze. Avol shalomen. But if a person has oiris, which are oimed to be sold, you're not matmin, you're chalon in a Shabbos and sell it Sunday. It's too risky. Given the kopid olayu, Laimetal talinelu, so they're not oimed. They're not oimed for anything. It means that Philly was matmin about kaponim their mukza, because they're still oimed. They're still oimed to be sold. You won't, I'm sorry. The problem is if he can do it for other tashmishim, would he lean on it? Even the copy of the layu, laimetal talinelu, so we're not allowed to be metaltal. That means he has an intent to sell it yet, so he won't use it for any of his private hashmishim, so it doesn't have a shame keli. Idilme shel umen tnan, the Mishnah means even shlochin shel umen, is also, even though he'll sell it, it's also oimed lehishtamesh. Becholshken shel balabayis. Let us see Rashi. Shlochin shel balabayis tnan, the mutal letaltalon, shein oimdim lemocha, he's not makbid if I'll get dirty, because he'll misgalay. Smell is a teres keli, because you can lean on it, you can lay on it. So it's zichana mukze. Ah, well, shalom and shayim deshli moichon, kopid alayu. Hilkach loyla misgi kaime, he won't lean on it or rest on it, he might get dirty. Vein metaltala noisim, so mel it's mukze. Or maybe it's not mukze. Amula Rabbi Yonasan ben Elozar, Mistabra shel balabaisna, Avol shalom and kopid alayu. That was Rabbi Yonasan ben Elozar's opinion. Amula Rabbi Chanina bar Chome, Kach Omer Rabbi Yishmael bar Rabbi Yosi. Abba shalcho habe. Rabbi Yosi, my father, was an umen la'abed oiris. That was his profession. So Rashi says, Pshat, Va'omar b'choyl, heviyu shalchin b'nei shevaleim, alma loy kopi. That means when guests came, he said, come, let's bring some of the shalchin, let's take some of the oiris out of the store, and let's lay on them. So and he was an umen, so you see that an umen also, he's not so particular that it shouldn't be used before you sell it. Eisvei, Nesorim, Shabalabayis, Metalful Moisim. Vishalumin ain't Metalful Moisim. Because it's Mutsamat Mustasan Kisir Makbid, you won't use it. Vim Chishiv Losses Alayim Pasloyachim, Beinkach or Beinkach Metalful. So the Mor says, Shani Nesorim, the Kofit Alayim. The Sodom is different. The sarim, it seems, are more olo likilkul if they'll be used. So therefore, if a person has an sarim to sell, he will not use it. But the oireis are, one is not hot. Toshma. Oireis, bein avudin, u bein she'ein avudin, buta letalton b'shabes. It's no difference, avudin, not avudin. The muta letalton. Like Amru Avudim, if there is any chilek between Avudim and Ein Avudim, Elul in Yintumim Bovav. Gabi Kabbalah's Tumah, then there's a difference between Avudim, which are Mekabal Tumah, and Ein Avudim are not Mekabal Tumah. But that's all. But Gabi Tiltul, there's no difference whatsoever. So the Gemara asks, says the Tana said that there's no difference in Hilchas Tiltul Bein Avudim Bein Eino Avudim. Now the whole Shaila that we have, if Oirei Shel Umim are Mutter L'Taltul, that was only by Oirei Avudim. He never sold Oirei Sheinim Avudim. He only sold Oirei Avudim. So now, if we would assume that Oirei Avudim are also B'Tiltul, so why did the Tana say such a statement that there's no difference between Avudim and Einim, and only in Gabi Hilchis Tumim, in Hilchis Shabbos there's no difference. It's a major difference. Avudim Shel Umim is also L'Taltul. Avudim Shel Bal Bais is Mutter L'Taltul. That is the Gemara's Kasha. My lav loishno Shel Bal Bais v'loishno Shel Umim. There's no difference. Umim also Avudim is Mutter L'Taltul. Some also says loy, no rai. Shel Bal Bais is there's no difference. I'm Shel Umim. My aim at Taltul, and say there is a difference in aim at Taltul. Let's make a chilek in Avudim. The Gemara says that's true. If you wanted to speak about Eiris Pederich Klal, you would have to say this. Alva Bishal Balabayis Kamayri. Kula Balabayis Kamayri. That's right, but he's talking about a Balabos. And by Oiris of a Balabos, the only difference in Halacha between Avudim and Ein Avudim is only Negei Kabbalah's Tumah. So the Gemara says, the Etzem Shaila, if Oiris Shel Umim are Muktzah or not Muktzah, is a Machlokes Tanoi, Kitanoi. Oiris Shel Balabai is Metaltul Noisam. Vishel Umim ain't Metaltul Noisam. Abyeisi Oime Echot Zev Echot Zev Metaltul Noisam. Rabbi Yaisi holds that both are mutter betilta. Zot Rashi, Shalcha hava umin la bedoiris. V'oma b'chil hevi shalcha b'nei shalem amalei kofi. V'kofet alayu, shemo yiskalkulu, by the sonim. Lo yamorim avudim oyuskul v'chalim b'en avudim shein avudim elu nyin tumim. Davudim ikablam tumim lo yishenim avudim. So the Gemara says, if you'll say that shalumin is also lifted, but it's not betilta gubi kalaflugi, Bishalumin bein avudim sheinim avudim, avudim kopid alayu. Amed bo amamud avudim, but el talfu bishal balabayis, avul shalumin, ma'acha sheyobdon kopid alayu. So the more answers, kula be balabayis ayri. Ahada leflugi be balabayis ayri bein. He's only speaking about a balabos, and he wants to differentiate by a balabos kufa. Le ashkech leflugi alin yintuk. Vishokil a balabayis ta'irebe v'noket umen mifsikil a milsa tvei midash. That's a big hefsik. So he doesn't want to go into now on umen. So in balabos, there's no difference on the gabi tumen. Zog toisvitz. Toinen vishalchin umetaltul a moysa. Hoda oma v'peire kama de beye. Noisnin ha'oir lifnei ha'doirsin. The machlokes be'shamei and be'silo. The person shechted a beheime, if he's permitted in yomtiv, the oir that was nifsha from the beheime, if it can be put in front of people that will step over it. So the be'shamei says you're not allowed to, and be'silo says you're allowed to. The Gemara says, according to be'silo, it is mutter, the tiru, saifon, mishum chilosa, that they were matter noisnin ha'oil if they had their sin, because if they won't do it, people won't shecht in yontif. Perish. Kedei sheyishchait letzeirich yontif. So that's why they were matter noisnin ha'oil if they had their sin. Avol oir de me'erev yontif. He says that they chazal were mekel in drises ha'oir in order to ensure that people will shech. It's a machlokes. Beishami holds they were not matter. Beisilu says, Hitiru saifa mishum tchilosa. Avol oyer demi erev yontif, that there's no reason to be mekel. He shechted a very erev yontif. Mashma hosam the osa letalto. So it seems that it's osa letalto. So the Kivege asks Akasha, Kivege asks, L'chayra, where did Taisva see an isa tilto? It says, over here it's speaking about Dersan. Dersan is also Mishum, it's Merzike Ma'abit. There'll be deiris on the air, so it's merzike ma'abit. So the shaila is, if one is nice and early if neha dersin, so be shamai asid, well, it's merzike ibu deiris, and be silu was mater, al sitiru, seifon vishum tchilos. So what's Taisva's kasha? Taisva wants to ask a kasha, that there we see it's mukze. Mashme dosa le taltal. Taltal man vachar shme. Who's speaking about taltal? So, Rabbi Kivege says, so Lochera Bach Mezogin that Taisvus was Mekatsa in the Kashe, and Taisvus means to say as follows. Taisvus means to say, the Gemara in Beya says as follows. Beishamai Oimrim, ein neusnin esa oir lifnei hadersin. V'lo yagvienu. He should not pick up the oir. Elim ken yesha lov kezayis bosa. Unless there's a kezayis bosa on the oir, so the oir becomes a tofu to the bosa. U'beisilo matirim. So we see that Beishamai asked two things. They asked nois neulif nea dersin, which is an isa of merzike mabit, and they asked tiltol, layak bienu elim ken yeshalov kizayis bosa. And Beishilol matirim, Beishilol amater, both things. And why is Beishilol matter, both things? The tiru saifon mishum tchilosam. So Vaistois only outs that it is Mutta. Like this, it would be Mukze. Like this, it would be Mukze. So Taisi is a Rai that Eir is Mukze. So Rabbi Kivege says he also doesn't understand the Rai. Because Rabbi Kivege Tain is as follows. If a person shechts a Beheime in Yontif, so he says before Kolzman, he wasn't Mafshet the Eir, Kolzman it's Mechuba to the Bosa, or here's a Teres Eichel. When you mafshit the oil from the bosa, it gets a teres kisei. It gets a teres, it's like the Gemara says that atzomis are noiled in yontif. Kolzman it's mechuba to the bosa, it's a machal odom, it's an oichel. You mefarik the atzomis from the bosa becomes a machal klovim, it's noiled. So he says, so it could be that what is a shaila of mukze and oir. Not the way Taisus learns because oir is mukze. A behemoth that was geschochten in Yonta, that's right, the oil there is take mukze, because there it's a mukze of neulet. Aber stam oil could be, bechlal is not neulet, stam oil could be, is take not mukze. So the diak of Taisvis, that Taisvis says, I will oil, the mi erev Yonta, weiss is a also, could be it's not true. Oil the erev Yonta is not mukze, it wasn't neulet. Forget Erev Yontov was nifshat, so a mail it's not mailut, so taka oil tak is not mukze. But here we're speaking about Yeshechter in Yontov, so there could be the shame mukze comes about because before they had a shame oichel, and now it gets a shame kise. Okay, that's Rabbi Kivegis HaOran Taisvis. But Taisvis is other gemos. A pair called Kisve Koma, So you should be permitted to metaltle the oir together with the bosa. Mashma the oir b'loi bosa osa. It's peirish rashi b'peir kol kisve. So l'cher tzastire. Agama, the Mishnah says, taimlim b'shalchen. Metaltle moisom, that oir does not have a teiris mukze. And here it seems that oir does have a teiris mukze. Our Mishnah is speaking about Bahir Bay Megase. Bahosom Bahir Bahim Medake. What is the difference? Bahir Bay Medake, the Lechosi Lemizgi Kulahai. That is not too comfortable and convenient to lean on it or to rest on it. It's a very thin oil. So that could be Stake Mukze. But the shlochim of our Mishnah is speaking about a behemah gasa, which is not mukze. Lepeilusha haide beye, which the Gemara seems holds also its mukze. Nami mayre beye behemah dak. Vahodis nan, bepeire kol kisve, persen oir gdi al gabe hateva, it shouldn't get burnt. Aye, there's a behemah dak gdi. Tzarech leima lepeilu shein demayrik sheyichtei liyeshiva. That is talking about he was miyachidit already. And a boher bein medaka also does not have a teiris mukze. Rabbeinu tam meforish, he makes a different chilek. The hoche mayri biyeveshin, our Mishnah is speaking about dry oil. Dry oil is very convenient, lemizga layu talin on it. The chazi lemizga layu. For hosom, they're speaking about a fresh oil, you just shechted it, fayde gemore in beye. Inside the Gemara in Perik Kol Kisvi is speaking about right after the Shechita. Right after the Shechita, it's Lachin. No, Lachin is not Chosi Lemizge, it's Takem Mukta. Let us see one more Taisviz. Abba Shalcha, Perish Rabbeinu Hananu, for Omar Heviuli Shalchin Bishabbos. That was a Maiserat. Look at the Bein Chananel. Poishet hoy eures hoya v'kibalnu me Rabbi Seinu v'hilchese ke Rabbi Yosi v'kaimolon maise Rav. That means not only Rabbi Yosi held that it's not Muktzeh. That's a chazoi gefir take. I did a maise Rav. He said to bring the eures in Shabbos. So that's take. So that was the ride that Rabbi Shmuel brought that Rabbi Yosi holds that it's mutal talta. But logic have you seen the kamlo maisera? The chayn nire the iba chayl mayri. If it's speaking about the perish bekunteres, that we from there that Rabbi Yosi always was never careful with the oiras that he sold. He used them b'meyachayl le maisera ye eladum and nami le kopid. They have a little suya that Rabbi Yosi abu adishar le kamam behed yeshalom. So why did he brought a raya from a mice in the mitten from the Vochen, so that is a raya that it's mutter in Shabbos. He should have brought the baraisa. The baraisa says, Rabbi Yosi, but if we say, according to Rechananel, it's very good. He wanted to prove to you that Ataloch is Rabbi Yosi, because mice are Rav.